Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us about Tatum.
Well, Tatum is a provider of part-time and temporary professional services to firms that need assistance and leadership at the highest levels, particularly in the financial area. CFO and CIO individuals come from Tatum and help small and medium-sized businesses as they need them.
And people can contact you at Tatum, TatumLLC.com?
TatumLLC.com gets you right to the website, and you can go from there. We're all over the country and operate in every industry.
And find you can also find the Tatum survey there, and Sam also allows us to post it on our website, so you can check it out there as well. Sam, let's talk about sentiment. Let's talk about sentiment as it deals with the political reality that we have in front of us. When you've been on the show before, talking over the last almost 12 years, you and I've been doing this, mm-hmm. You've been reporting on your survey. One of the things you've heard me say quite a bit before is, "Well, we might not like the number, but we got to like the trend."
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that we don't like the fact that the arrows are not straight up green, but if they're going in the upward direction, you know, we may not like where we are, but we like the fact that we're moving in the right direction. When I think when business owners look at the overall performance of the economy and all the factors that are part of the economy, micro and macro, I think the bottom line is most people are saying, you know what, I don't like where we are, and I don't like the trend. What do you think?
Yes. Well, I'm inclined to agree with that. Certainly, if we look back to certain periods of time, like late 2008, early 2009, at the depths of the recession, we're better off now than we were then. But at the same time, the question is, what? We've been so let down in our expectations by the current administration, who expected things to get better faster, and mm-hmm. so that led our expectations. Well, maybe so, and it just hasn't happened. So we're struggling along, hoping for things to be better next month and next year, and yet we're getting sort of cynical about, well, maybe it's just not going to be, and maybe we need some kind of change to get us feeling better about where we are and where we're going.
Well, President Obama is reaping the harvest of 3.5 years of policies and rhetoric that have troubled business owners.
Well,
he started out of the box with the card check, the union card check bill. That's very troubling to business owners,
yeah.
And these are the people who create real jobs, not the government. Then he and concurrently with that, he was working on the national health care bill, which troubles business owners. They were also working on the cap and trade program that they were trying to get across inside the United States that had never passed Congress before, and that troubles small business owners. And then on and on. There are other things, and then talking about. You know, millionaires and billionaires, and taxing those people who make over $250,000 like they were rich or something. That kind of language, those kinds of policies, do not engender excitement and positive behavior of business owners, of job creators. What do you think?
Well, certainly, if you have a business and you're trying to grow your business and to employ people and be successful, it is quite disturbing if you look to your leader, to your national leader, and see that his attitude, through both actions and words, his attitude is seems to be against you.
Right.
And I just think that over a period of time, that grinds down on the optimism of our business leaders.
And I think that grinding has reached critical mass right now with business owners. And I think that's why we're getting the reports that you're providing us in the last few months.
It may be that I'm certain that that's a factor.
Yeah.
Which we could measure it, but we don't know, but certainly a factor.
Well, I think the chickens have come home to roost on all this, and this is what we have, and it can be turned around, but it's going to take a lot of changes. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
Take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.